An Ellen White statement written at the end of a letter from Elder Loughborough. January 18, 1914. The following E.G. White statement appears in her handwriting at the end of a letter from Loughborough, written to her from Lodi, California, January 18, 1914. All such testimonies as these are of value. Keep up this line of work. The Holy Spirit will make the impression on human hearts and minds, working on human minds in simplicity, and angels of God will make impression. Cultivate faith. Speak and pray in faith. Walk humbly with the Lord. Grasp by faith the promises. A great work was presented before me that will certainly be realized if we walk humbly in faith. I am of the best courage. If we walk by faith, we shall work intelligently, and souls will be convicted and converted. My age is 86. Elder Loughborough's letter follows. Lodi, California, January 18, 1914. Mrs. E. G. White, Sanitarium, California. Dear Sister White, I have been glad to learn from your son, W.C. White, that you have kept tolerably well this winter. There has been so much rainy and cloudy weather, I feared you had been deprived of your rides, which you prize so much. I daily pray for you that the Lord will still give you strength for the work He still has for you. I have lately completed a careful reading of the last edition of Great Controversy. I was especially interested to see the pains that were taken in the book in giving references for all historical statements. As to my health and labor, the 26th of this month, if spared, I will be 82 years of age. While my general health is comparatively good, I have not the strength for much public speaking. During the week of prayer, I attended all the day meetings and gave the readings in four of the meetings. It was a precious season in Lodi, both for the church and school. In Volume 7, page 288 of your writings, I read, "As those who have spent their lives in the cause of God draw near the close of their earthly history, they will be impressed by the Holy Spirit to recount the experiences they have had in connection with His work, etc." Though I cannot go out in public speaking, I have been moved to write, and our editors are, without knowing what I am now doing, calling for such writings. I have much of the blessing of the Lord from day to day. As I seek to draw nearer and nearer to Him, the Holy Spirit draws near to me. May the Lord continue His rich blessings with you, is the prayer of Yours in the Blessed Hope, signed, Loughborough.